This call is being recorded.
There we go. The call is now being recorded. I want to say welcome, everybody. So we have people from all over the place, starting from West Kelowna and from Kelowna, Vancouver, Red Deer, Winnipeg, Calgary, or I should say Okotoks. This is awesome. Thank you, everybody. Okay, I want to start off by giving us first of all, the agenda. I'm going to make some announcements, and then we have a guest speaker. I will bring her on. Her name is Judy, and then I will talk about the five pillars that need to be addressed for all disease conditions, which is injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. So I want to say that here are the announcements. If you happen to live in the Kelowna area, or if you know someone in the Kelowna area, our next, and I call it now, Vitality meeting at the Kelowna Golf and Country Club is on Saturday, July 21st at 9:30 in the morning. The fee is $20, and it includes breakfast. The speaker at that Vitality meeting will be Anne. And she will be speaking on non-alcoholic fatty liver disease and how she overcame it. Then we have the announcement for Taffy Team 43. We're now taking registrations. And so if you're interested in doing Taffy, please let me know. I know Terry is interested. And so we're now moving into registrations for Taffy Team 43. Now I am going to bring Judy on the call. So Judy is a graduate of Taffy Team 41. I had to remember Taffy Team 41. And she took Taffy diligently, followed all the Taffy principles, had amazing results. And I asked her if she would be so kind to report on the results she received, her success stories, how she felt about Taffy, and a bit of an evaluation. And so I have asked her to be on the call this evening. And so I am excited to have Judy on the call. Judy, are you there?
I am.
Yay! Thank you, Judy. So I'm going to turn the time over to you, please. Go ahead, Judy.
Okay, so you just want me to tell my story?
Yeah, your story, your evaluation. Yep, go ahead.
Thank you.
All right. So I just wanted to say how many of us have had a wake-up call and didn't pay attention to it. I know that I've had a few in my life, but I didn't pay attention to it because it would mean that I'd have to do something about it. Fortunately, I paid attention to this wake-up call. I always considered myself to be in pretty good health. I ate well, had my fruits and my veggies, stayed away from junk food. I took my vitamins. Even my friends were shocked when I told them that I was diagnosed with high blood pressure and high cholesterol. That didn't deter me a whole lot until I found out that I had a toxic liver as well. So that sent out alarm bells to me. My doctor immediately wanted to put me on statin drugs and to lower my cholesterol and to bring my pressure down. I wasn't really quite sure what to do about that. So I left the doctor's office and I did some research and I decided not to take the statin drug. And why would I do that? Because I found out that cholesterol increases in your body because it is protecting your body from infection and heart attack. So I decided to go to through a different route. I went to my friend and said, what do I do about this? Obviously the medical community, I don't agree with what they're saying, so what should I do? So she said, well, you should come to one of these nutritional seminars that I'm going to go to. It was one like the Vitality meeting that we're going to have in July. So I went to that, and I was introduced to Nature Sunshine Products and the Taffy program. I was involved in nutritional products before and spent a lot of money, but never really understood the relationship of food and superfood until I was introduced to the Taffy program. That was the piece of the puzzle that was missing for me. Taffy broadened my horizons and challenged me to look outside the box. Doctors are human too and do not have all the answers for our health. I found out that doctors need to be educated about nutrition just as much as we do. And Taffy gave me the education I needed to make an informed decision about my liver problem. Today, almost 8 weeks later, I'm taking my supplements, eating the right foods, off the grains, the sugars, the starches. This has not only helped my liver, but it's really helped my whole body. My BSQ numbers dropped from 91 to 22. My urinary system went from 10 to 4, and my circulation went from 7 to 4. My nerves went from 14 to 2. My glandular structure went from 13 to 0. All of a sudden, I realized I didn't have any more cravings. And my bowels were moving way better than they were before. So I had no more constipation. My biggest problem was chronic pain that I had in my shoulders, and it's been there for a few years. And through taking the TAPI program and through taking the MC, which is a chelation, oral chelation program, my chronic pain has actually subsided quite a bit, almost, I would say maybe a 3 or a 2, just depends on the day. And my last liver blood test indicated that the proteins found in the body tissues had dropped to 106. And according to my blood test, normal is 105. My amount of enzymes in the blood dropped to 34, normal is 30. And when I realized that when the enzymes are up, it means that there could be liver damage. So I was glad about that. There's no Hep C found, so that was great. And I have more energy than I know what to do with. This program is not a guarantee, but you are the guarantee. It takes perseverance, it takes dedication, it takes commitment, and the willingness to stick to the program. Discipline is the bridge between the goals. The thing that really kept me going was my vision board, because I decided that my slogan for my vision board would be, "The sticker is the winner." And that kept me through all the challenges that I faced during this course. It was a slogan that my dad used when we were kids, and it was always stuck with me. The only difference is that on this journey, it's all about continuing to go forward in this new vision of health. And you can't be successful if you don't stick to it. Thomas Edison once said, "Our greatest weakness lies in giving up, and the most certain way to succeed is to always try one more time." So that was kind of like my mantra, try it one more time. Perseverance is not a long race, it's many short races, one after the other. The way that TAPI is designed makes it easy to be accountable and to stick to the protocol. And so since starting the program, my husband decided that he wanted to get involved. And so he did some of the protocols with me. And as a result of that, he's lost 20 pounds and he feels fantastic. And now he's ready to take on the challenge of healing his prostate. So that's where I'm at there. Through the evaluations and through the course, I had quite a few ahas, and I'll just state those. There were things I really never thought about my health before. And one of the things that I learned is that there are 4 root causes of diseases in our body. Identify them, and they will become your roadmap to becoming healthy. Leave the wrong foods behind by eliminating the wrong foods, your body has an opportunity to heal. Grains contain anti-nutrients called lectins, which cause leaky gut. And 80% of our immune system is found in the gastrointestinal tract. Elevated cholesterol levels are there to protect you from serious heart disease and from injury and infection. Potassium is a critical mineral for every cell in your body, and the liver is the biochemical mastermind of the body. Cancer can only be overcome if the 5 pillars of health are addressed: injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. The time that was allotted for the TAPI program was 15-minute segments, 5 days a week. I did them on my way to work. It was very doable, lots of information given. I love the format. There was many opportunities to ask questions and to listen to others. There was great accountability and great help and support. My education was more than I expected and was pleasantly surprised. Although biology was not my strong suit in school, I received a great deal of insight from these lessons, and this has been very helpful for my own health as well as sharing with others. It was an easy structure to follow. I knew what to expect. The lessons were given to us in print form as well, so it was great for reviewing. I had to look up lots of words in the dictionary, but that's okay. It helped me to know really what it meant. My commitment to the program was that my vision board helped me to stay committed to myself, to my tag team, to my team members. And I looked forward to meeting with my team members on a daily basis. And this course has given me a greater understanding about herbs and how the body works together. And I felt it was very rewarding and made it easy to stay committed. Because, of course, my slogan was, the sticker is the winner. Integrity and commitment was the greatest feature of this program. Valuable information was shared. It's hard to fathom everything that I learned, and yet I feel that I have only touched the tip of the iceberg. And I know that this information could change someone else's life because it's changing mine. This course has given me more confidence to share my knowledge when others have asked. And I found that the BSQ was a great snapshot of my health to determine the system to start working on. A very good tool to share with others, as it will give you insight on how to counsel and how to determine what to do next. The comments I have is, a health plan is a valuable tool in your tool belt. It keeps you grounded and committed to your value system, and it reminds you of what you have set out to do. And Donna, I just want to say kudos to you for creating this course. You've given us lots of insights, and you never miss an opportunity to encourage your team and to spur them on. You are their biggest cheerleader. So thank you, Donna, for being such a great teacher and passing on that knowledge to us. The end.
And thank you, Judy. That's awesome. Thank you, Judy. I just wanted to share one thing and maybe bring it to your awareness, Judy. Where was the biggest source of your inflammation? That inflammation that caused damage to the liver and caused the cholesterol to rise.
Right. It was my chronic pain.
Yeah, go ahead. It wasn't even the chronic pain.
Okay.
It was the vaccinations that you had taken.
Yes, that's right. That's what I was trying to... Yeah,
that's
vaccination.
Huge, okay?
Yeah.
And I don't remember which ones they were, flu shots or something. I'm not sure.
Yeah, they, of course, yes. Because I work for a health company, so yeah. I took them for 15 years.
There we go. She took them for 15 years. And so that was the biggest cause of her inflammation. I want everybody that's on the call to know that. And what do we do in Taffy? Probably the most important lesson we have in Taffy is inflammation. This is where we discover the sources of our inflammation. In other words, where does the poison come from that causes inflammation in the body, thereby causing a rise in cholesterol? Because your cholesterol will bind that toxic poison to save your life. Under no circumstances should we ever be using a statin drug to lower cholesterol levels. And so vaccinations was huge. They're loaded with heavy metals and all kinds of other toxic poisons. So that we start to know that. That's why Judy had success. She's doing the oral chelation program. And the oral chelation program is specifically MC. We had it off the market for a while, but it's back on, and I'm so excited. It is a designer vitamin, mineral, bovine, it's got bovines in it, a tablet. And we work up to taking 5 2 times a day along with minerals. Now, I like Chinese mineral chi tonic. It's still not on the market. So thank you for that, Judy. This is an insight for many of us that are on the call. Is there anybody that would like to ask Judy a question really quickly? Go ahead, please.
Did you have to do a heavy metal detox also?
Yes, that's what the aura chelation is.
It's okay, but you didn't actually add the herbs, the heavy metal detox. Okay.
No, I did not. I just
did that. Okay, that's good.
Thank you. Anybody else have any questions for Judy?
Good job, Judy.
I would like to know.
Sorry,
I would like to know specifically what you used for the liver, for the fatty liver.
The aura chelation is what I took. And then, of course, I did my smoothies with the cat's claw and the colostrum plus, the mineral chai, the chlorophyll with water. I'm taking the protease plus as well. That helps the digestion as well, and it helps with the liver. And all the things that we do in our smoothies, I do that every day. And then I've added the aura chelation on top of that along with the protease. And I'm also taking curcumin now.
Okay,
thank you.
The 3-day, don't forget, you did the 3-day liver cleanse.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I did the 3-day liver cleanse and the gallbladder cleanse. And I did the kidney flush as well and the bowel protocol.
Yeah, it's all part of TAFI. Thank you. Anybody else have any question? I think there was somebody else that wanted to ask Judy a question. Okay, we're okay?
Donna, when we can't get the Chinese mineral qi, can we use essential liquid minerals plus the Super Trio? Because I know when I travel, I always use Super Trio.
We can't get Chinese mineral qi tonic. It's temporary. It should be here shortly. I haven't been given a date. But we use essential liquid minerals and that combination from Nature Sunshine called IMMC.
I hear you wanted to chat with me about mobilizing.
Okay.
Yeah,
IMMC. Okay, I'm hearing some background noise. No. Can you please mute out?
Hello. 15 minutes while I'm out walking around.
Well, you know what?
Okay.
I think we'll do better than that.
Hello. Can we please mute out? There's a conversation happening in the background.
So no sectioning.
Hello?
And then if things are stable.
Okay, excuse me. We're trying to ask somebody to mute out, please.
Stable. What are you looking for stable?
Well, I would say that.
Oh, boy.
You got to open it up again. You got to open it up again to see what happens.
Hello?
Right, them.
I'm not sure where this is coming from.
I'd rather not have the scan, and you can tell by how much I'm producing. But that has fluctuated quite dramatically.
You want to go off and come back on?
So it's not
no. Okay, maybe I found it. There we go. I think I found it now. All right, we're back on. Sorry. Here we go. Chinese mineral qi tonic. Instead of Chinese mineral qi tonic, we can use essential liquid minerals and that Chinese combination called IMM-C, IMMC. And it's just temporary until we get Chinese mineral qi tonic back.
What
All
does
right.
the IMC do?
It's got the same herbs in it that Chinese mineral qi tonic does. It's a glandular formula. Okay. IMMC stands for immune system, so it powers up the entire immune system. The other question I had was in regards to Papa. Papa is not available until the beginning of July, so we will use Podarco capsules, take 4-3 times a day. That's amazing. Herbs are amazing. We have all the alternatives, even though they can be taken off the market temporarily. We always have something else to fill its place. So Podarco. Podarco comes from the rainforests of South America. It is also known as Tahibo tea, and it's been very effective for cancers such as leukemia, skin cancer, candida, all kinds of troublesome infections, debilitating arthritis, also been good for viral infections such as colds, flus, herpes, fungal infections, and cancer is a fungal infection. And I'm reading from the fact sheet. It provides nutritional support for the immune system. It helps treat systemic yeast infections like Candida albicans. It fights parasitic and viral infections. It slows and inhibits the growth of cancers and tumors. It inhibits free radical. It reduces pain, inflammation, and other symptoms of arthritis. It treats skin conditions such as eczema and psoriasis. It promotes good digestion and elimination, and it lowers blood sugar levels, and sugar feeds cancer. So this Podarco is very effective in lowering blood sugar levels. And I recommend that you take 4 capsules 3 times a day, Podarco. I want to now move into explaining injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. So in order to understand, and I'm going to talk about cancer here, but in order to understand cancer, we definitely have to define it. How can we treat something if we don't know really what it is? So what we do here is we have a definition for cancer. Number one, we know it's an out-of-control mutated cell replication. But it happens and it starts from an injury, an internal injury, either in the gland or the organ or a tissue injury internally. And the repair of that injury cannot be made because there is a nutritional and an oxygen deficiency. And the cell walls in that injured area are inflamed from all the accumulated toxicity. And therefore, the process of cell replication becomes mutated by a fungal infection because cancer is a fungal infection. So these are the factors that need to be in place for cancer to occur. Number one, an injury. There's one thing we absolutely need to know. The laws of nature tell us that cells cannot randomly replicate. They replicate for a reason. They replicate to repair an injury. I'm going to quote Dr. McDougall. He studied Steve Jobs' cancer. It's powerful to listen to his information. Quote, cells have rules. They don't divide at their own free will. Cells only divide when there is a wound, and they divide to repair that wound. End of quote. This is the law of nature. Number two, for cancer to occur, there is a nutritional deficiency. The stem cells in your body are your little carpenters. They cannot replicate healthy cells for you unless all the required nutrients are in place. And I'm going to add this. Please don't tell me that you can get all the nutrition you need from the foods you are buying from a grocery store and that you never need any supplements. If that were true, you wouldn't have cancer. Number three, for cancer to occur, there is an oxygen deficiency. The little carpenters called stem cells need oxygen for oxidation, which is used up in the process of cell replication for the purpose of repairing an injury. No oxygen, no oxidation, no cell replication. Now, something is stopping the oxygen from getting to the injured area. So what is it? Number four, it's toxicity. Now, lots of people don't understand, or maybe it just doesn't register, that word toxicity. I've changed it to poison. It's poison in the injured area. There's so much poison in that area that the lymphatic system can no longer clean it out. The lymphatic system is clogged up, and it's causing inflammation, preventing the oxygen and nutrients to move to the injured area. To get there. And number five, when the oxygen levels drop to below 35%, oxidation can no longer take place. Then fungus kicks in. That accumulated toxic debris or accumulated toxic poison leads to a fungal infection. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of inner skin cells, the end result is cancer. If the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of nerve cells, the end result is Parkinson's disease. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of spinal cells, the end result is multiple sclerosis. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of reproductive cells, the end result is infertility. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of fat cells, the end result is obesity. I hope we have this picture. It's the five pillars that cause all these problems. And it's particularly the nutrition that we're lacking and the poison that's in our system preventing oxygen and nutrients to move to those areas that need repair. Let's talk about injury. It's really interesting that way back there in 1903, the medical universities were teaching cancer in terms of injuries. Ron Gadansky gave me a copy of a medical textbook of general pathology. It was written by Dr. Ziegler, was taught in medical universities. This is 1903, that said this, quote, "The causes of the tumor formation may be a single injury, a blow, crushing, fracture, etc., as well as repeated mechanical irritation such as rubbing, scratches, etc." There it is. They were teaching this in 1903. How is it that we lost this valuable information in 2018? Science, or I should say laws of nature, do not change. A cancer starts from an injury. Now, we can get caught up in just thinking about physical injuries, a fall, an accident, a blow. But let's explore this even deeper. Exploratory surgeries cause injuries. A kidney stone can injure the urethra. I once had a lady who was diagnosed with cancer in the urethra, and we worked through that one very successfully. A gallstone can injure the bile duct. That's why we have a gallstone, a very safe gallbladder cleanse that will dissolve the gallstones for you. Never injure your bile ducts. Think of this one. Mammograms cause injury. I've never had one, and I never plan to have one. In my world, you want breast cancer, you have mammograms. Biopsies cause injuries. Sunburns can cause an injury. It's not the sun that causes the cancer, it's the sunburn. Radiation burns cause injuries. Chemotherapy causes chemical injuries. That's why people have chemotherapy. They take it, and 2 years down the road, they get cancer again. Root canal procedures cause injuries. Everybody today is taking this and that and the other drug. Every drug has a side effect. Side effect is just another word for inflammation that can cause gut permeability, leaky gut, and injury anywhere in any vulnerable organ of your body. Present-day grains have lectins in them that causes leaky gut. They can accumulate in various organs and gland in the body. There are also phytates present in grains, and they are known to scientifically deplete vitamin D3 and rob your minerals. That is another problem with grains. They're sprayed with glyphosates. These are found in herbicides like Roundup or something like that. That glyphosate gets into the bloodstream, clogs up blood circulation. That's where the injuries start. Not only that, it's known to cause leaky brain. It crosses the brain, blood-brain barrier. And we have all kinds of people with brain tumors and brain cancers today. Injury can also come from a nutritional deficiency. My book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, that has sold over 5,000 copies, and that's about 2 years ago, has outlines an agricultural study that was done in 1941, where scientists analyzed the nutrient values of foods grown in soils of 1941, and they repeated this in 1991, analyzed foods that were grown in soils of 1991. There was an alarming decrease of nutrients of all foods in 1941. They said you'd have to eat 10 tomatoes in 1991 to get the same nutrient value that one tomato gave you in 1941. Even back in the 1860s, Antoine Bishop, who studied live cells, he was also one that said no one should be vaccinating anyone. He worked alongside Pasteur. He said never to vaccinate because he said this: even a deficiency of one mineral allows morbid waste matter to accumulate. He said this in the 1860s. This is 2018, and we still don't get this. Now, further on, 1970s, Dr. Linus Pauling, he was the father of vitamin C, and he said this, quote, "You can trace every disease ailment to a mineral deficiency." Well, if you don't have the adequate building material in your body called minerals, can you not see how that can cause an injury to a vulnerable organ internally? Lack of omega-3 reduces the amount of oxygen getting into the cells, and that can cause an injury to internal cell walls. Toxic debris can accumulate in any organ of the body and invite viruses, and that can cause an injury. So start thinking about cervical cancers that are started by human papilloma virus. It's the virus that damages the tissue of the cervix. It's not the virus that's the problem. The virus is there to clean up the toxic debris. The problem is the toxic debris that invited the virus and caused the injury. Toxic debris can also invite an infection such as hepatitis. I also want to say here that antibiotics are also known to cause leaky gut, and they have horrible side effects. That's why they're a prescription drug. They are dangerous. So what's the alternative to an antibiotic? It's cat's claw combination from Nature Sunshine, because it's a combination and it has a synergy in it, because it's cat's claw, echinacea, and astragalus. Astragalus is scientifically known to produce stem cells in your bloodstream. How cool is that? What do we do, and how do we do this if we have an infection? We take cat's claw in high doses. Now, about 3 weeks ago, I worked with two men who were infected with a horrible dog bite, and their hands were swollen. And so they were in a dilemma. Should they go to a doctor, or should they call me? Maybe I had something to offer. And I said, absolutely. Take cat's claw in high doses. I think I recommended 5-4 times a day, and also Silver Shield and chlorophyll. They were drinking a cup of chlorophyll a day. It cleans out the blood, cleans the poisons out of the blood. The second day, the swelling got worse. I said, well, of course, it's not cleaned out yet. Give it another day. By the third day, the swelling came down. By the fourth day, there was no signs of any dog bite or any infection. We use cat's claw and silver and chlorophyll to clean up infection, and it works every single time. Dr. Ravenscu, a Swedish researcher, found documented evidence that people with low cholesterol were prone to infections and cancers. You notice that Judy talked about the statin drug that her doctor was recommending that she take for her high cholesterol. And thank you, Judy. Judy went ahead and did her research, and she said, whoa, cholesterol can bind poisons in my bloodstream. I'm not going to take that statin drug. Absolutely, we need to know that cholesterol is particularly important to bind toxic heavy metals that can injure an artery, injure any organ or gland internally. Now, there's several doctors like Versandell, Simoncini, Lustig. There's a whole lot of doctors that claimed candida yeast can cause the infection in the body and cause the injury. Candida yeast is fed by sugars, grains, starches, statin drugs, antibiotics, hormone drugs, birth control pills, and I mean, there's a whole list of drugs that feeds candida. We need to know a little bit about candida. Candida is yeast. It starts to grow tendrils, and those tendrils poke holes in the gut membrane. They get into the bloodstream. They clog up the blood. Candida produces xenoestrogens, xenotoxic estrogens, known to feed cancer. Those xenoestrogens then destroy the function of the thyroid. You know how many people out there have thyroid problems? It's because of candida, and they don't understand that they have to stop eating the grains in order to resolve the thyroid problem. Because the thyroid is critical for metabolism, and it's critical for iodine sources. Why do we need iodine? For radiation absorption. Radiation can cause injury internally. The thyroid's responsible for that. You've got candida, which produces xenoestrogens. Bang, it affects the function of the thyroid. And those xenoestrogens, of course, it's xenotoxic estrogens, scramble up all the hormones, and they are the misery behind PMS, menopause, infertility, and so on. Now, that's not bad enough. Those xenoestrogens that candida produces also weaken collagen production of the membranes and weaken inner inherent weak membranes and tissues. That's why in our program, using Collatrim Plus, which is a collagen powder, is critical. Then we talk a little bit about body temperature. Cancer cannot grow in a body temperature of 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit or 37 degrees Celsius. We got to really understand body temperature. Low body temperature slows down blood circulation. Low blood circulation means lowered oxygen levels. That means microbial invasion, and that can lead to cancer, Lyme's disease, fibromyalgia, heart attacks, depression, and the list goes on, all because of low body temperature. You take your body temperature first thing in the morning. Even a half a degree Celsius drop of body temperature lowers your immune system by 35%. This is huge, and nobody is addressing body temperature. Dr. Bernice Eddy discovered vaccines to be a direct contributing factor to cancer. And we listened to Judy. She's had vaccinations for 15 years. Finally, her liver could not handle it. Dr. Bernice Eddy in the 1950s was injecting hamsters with a kidney mixture on which vaccines were cultured, And guess what she discovered? All of these hamsters got various cancers. Got it? They got cancers. They got tumors. She reported these findings to her colleagues, and she warned them, if you institute these vaccination programs in our society, we'll have an epidemic of cancer. She said that in the 1957. She was fired. Whoa. And today, we have an epidemic of cancer. We need to clean out that debris from vaccinations, which is loaded with heavy metals, all kinds of viruses, formaldehyde, and everything else that clogs up the bloodstream. The law of nature says none of that stuff should ever get into the bloodstream. Then, on top of that, we are all consuming copious amounts of sugar. Sugar robs calcium and minerals from your teeth and causes cavities. Well, what do you think sugar is doing to your internal organs? So way back there in 1926, Dr. Fibiger was watching rats in the sugar warehouse, and all kinds of them were getting cancers. He repeated this observation in a laboratory setting, and he was able to prove that sugar is a contributing factor to cancer. He received a Nobel Prize. And today, 2018, we're ignoring this. Then in 1931, Dr. Otto Warburg proved the same thing. He said, fermentation of sugar is a contributing factor to cancer. He received 2 Nobel Prizes. We're ignoring all of these studies that these scientists did. Injury can also come from chemicals and mercury, toxic heavy metals like mercury fillings in the teeth. They get into the bloodstream, and they can cause an injury to an organ internally. And finally, Dr. Hamer says injury can come from a strong emotion. So we start thinking about some of those strong emotions, such as that anger, that unforgiveness, that hatred. I mean, we've all been there. We have experienced that. And we know that there's acids that brew up right in our solar plexus. Well, if this happens day in and day by day, that overload of toxic acids can eat away at an internal weak membrane. Cancer starts from an injury. It requires a framework of nutrition to heal, to repair that injury. So what happens when there is an injury? Whenever there's an injury, the brain sends a message to that injured area called current of injury. And that current of injury sets up an ionic field that triggers the stem cells into action. Remember, the stem cells are those little carpenters. And the stem cells then start the process of cell replication to heal the injury. They require all those building blocks, the minerals, amino acids, vitamins, essential fatty acids, phytonutrients, and oxygen, and so on. If all those building blocks are present in abundance, then healthy cell replication can take place. And these cells then repair the injury. At the point that the injury is repaired, the stem cells go to rest. The current of injury from the brain to that injured area stops. The whole process of cell replication stops. But in cancer, we have a continuous cell replication. Why? What if there are missing nutrients, missing minerals? The current of injury continues. Cell replication continues until you put the right minerals, essential nutrients, back into the bloodstream. What about inflammation? Inflammation comes from poisons. They start, and that poison causes leaky gut. We can call it waste debris. We can call it toxins, but it's causes leaky gut. I've already mentioned candida, toxic heavy metals, antibiotics, lectins. They cause leaky gut. They get into the bloodstream. They make the blood sticky and heavy. This puts a stressful impact on the walls of the capillaries through which blood flows. And that weight causes the tiny holes in the capillary walls to dilate, thereby allowing the escape of these toxic lectins, toxic heavy metals, antibiotics, and then there's undigested food particles because of holes in the gut. And they escape and accumulate in the, between the spaces of the cells and tissues. Now, the blood also has blood plasma proteins needed for transport of water, nutrients, and oxygen. And they start leaking out through the tiny holes in the capillary walls. They are known to attract sodium, and sodium attracts water. So now we have a swelling. We have the first process of inflammation. Inflammation is nothing more than an accumulation of trapped blood plasma proteins, all this toxic debris, sodium, and water. It causes an irritation to the cell walls. But lo and behold, even that's not a problem, because we have a lymphatic system in our body that can get rid of that swelling. If it's a healthy lymphatic system, it will take the trapped blood plasma proteins and dump them back into the bloodstream via the subclavial valves, which are adjacent to the neck area. That's where the lymphatic system meets the bloodstream. The lymph, which is the salty, fluidy part of the lymphatic system, will neutralize a lot of the toxic debris and take anything else that's toxic and dump it out through the natural elimination channels, the kidneys, the bowels, the skin, and the respiratory tract. But imagine what starts to happen when your lymphatic system becomes overloaded by all of these poisons, these drugs and stress and acids from emotions, toxic teeth, heavy metals from vaccinations, flu shots, toxic chemicals, all this toxic this and all this poison. That poor lymphatic system starts to malfunction. And so now you have that pool of trapped blood plasma proteins and all these toxins and poisons. And over a period of time, this leads to a chronic inflammation where essential nutrients and oxygen can no longer reach that injured area. Dr. Otto Warburg said, when the oxygen levels to that injured area drops to below 35%, then oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells can no longer take place. And if there is an adequate amount of sugar in that injured area, then oxidation will flip into fermentation, because fermentation is fed by sugar. And the process of fermentation produces ammonia and acids. Whoa, this is a perfect breeding ground for fungus, for microbes, for parasites. And it's the fungus that integrates into the stem cell line during the process of cell replication, and it genetically defects the cells, or we can call it, or it mutates the cells as they replicate. So here's a teaching moment. Genes do not cause cancer. We're not born with genes that will give you breast cancer or prostate cancer or lung cancer. Genetic defects happen when the fungus integrates into the stem cell line and genetically defects the cells. Cancer is not a genetic illness. So now we have a replication of fungal mutated cells. These fungal mutated cells cannot repair the injury, and there is a continued current of injury with a continuous replication of mutated cells that we call cancer. And if we understand that cancer is an out-of-control growth that starts from an injury, and the injury is not repaired due to a nutritional and oxygen deficiency, and that accumulation of poison leads to a fungal infection, if we know that, we can prevent cancer from happening in our body. We can reverse the whole process. So what do? We stop feeding the cancer. We eliminate sugars, yeast products, grains, anything that's sugary, fruit juice, alcohol. We just don't have any of those kind of things. Number two, we need to repair the injury by giving the stem cells all the required nutrients. So we eat the right foods, grass-fed meats. Meat is red and it will raise body temperature. Fish, eggs, vegetables, nuts, seeds, berries. And even if we're eating the right foods, we need to resort to some superfoods, because our present-day grocery store-bought foods are lacking nutrients. This is where we go to nature's sunshine. So what do we put in our superfood smoothie? Chinese mineral chi tonic when we have it back, or essential liquid minerals for all the missing trace minerals. Collagen Plus, the collagen powder for all of the collagen powder for amino acids to heal the injury. We then add Green Zone or spirulina for all the greens, phytonutrients, and they have amino acids as well. We add Solstic Energy, which has Korean ginseng, green tea extract, grapeseed extract, guarana, which is excellent in breaking up the agglutination of the blood or sticky blood. And lo and behold, this smoothie replaces the need to do any kind of juicing. We don't juice here because juicing apples, carrots, beets is high in sugar and contains very little nutrient value. And it's much more economical to purchase the superfoods from Nature Sunshine. Then we take super omega-3 to make the cells pliable so oxygen can move in and toxins can move out. We take extra vitamin D3 because we know phytates from grains have robbed our vitamin D3. And we work on decreasing inflammation. It's a key thing to start to understand where the poison is coming from that causes the internal inflammation. We heard from Judy. For her, it was definitely vaccinations. For other people, it's different for other people. That's why it's important to take the course Taffy. This is where you'll find out where your personal inflammation, your personal poison is coming from that's causing the inflammation. Having said that, we need to clean it out. Flax Hall lignans binds those toxic xenoestrogens that we were talking about. Colostrum on an empty stomach gets into the bloodstream, cleans out toxic lectins from grains. Protease Plus enzymes on an empty stomach goes into the bloodstream, cleans up undigested protein particles, undigested food particles, and it also is known to break up the outer protein coating of cancer cells and tumors. Tatsclaw combination opens up the lymphatic system so all the toxins can drain out through the natural elimination channels. And then we need to address circulation. No, we need to address elimination first. This is where we work with certain herbs to make sure the bowels are moving, the kidneys are flushing, the liver is detoxifying, and we have a body detox, LBS too. We have certain amazing herbal combination to look after the kidneys, the bowels, and the liver. And we increase circulation. This is where Judy talked about using MC, the oral chelation tablet that cleans out heavy metals like lead, iron, mercury, aluminum. It cleans out metabolic waste, cleans out toxic and sticky triglycerides, cleans out the toxic cholesterol, and it increases oxygen flow and boom, cleans out the blood so the body temperature goes up. And we address cancer infection by using antifungal herbs like papa and podarco. Like I said, papa is not available, but we do have podarco. We work at increasing stem cell production. Astragalus, which is found in cat's claw combination, increases stem cell production, but so does silver. Silver guard. Dr. Becker studied it. He proved that silver in its nanoparticle form will increase the production of healthy stem cells in the bloodstream. So my book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, has many success stories. These are people who have done cancer. But there was Judy. She might have been in a precancerous state. Her liver was not working properly. She took taffy, and she did this before she is diagnosed with any serious problems. So with this, I would like to turn the recording off, and we'll pursue with questions and answers.